Food Friday. If you're looking for a way to brighten up your winter cooking and add some flavor and warmth to a dish, you might be in need of some citrus fruits. Our Food Friday guest talks with us about ways that she uses citrus in her cooking and how it can change a dish. If you're looking for locally sourced citrus, well, you're out of luck there. But good news, citrus is available, not too expensive, at least what I'm seeing on the shelves at the grocery store. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like to use, you know, limes, lemons, oranges? The list goes on in your cooking. What do you like to put it in? Or do you have questions about how to use these things in your sweet and savory cooking? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Kathy Gunst is a cookbook author, writer, and resident chef for NPR's Here and Now. In 2015, she was a James Beard award-winning journalist. Her latest cookbook is Rage Baking, The Transformative Power of Flour, Fury, and Women's Voices. Kathy, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Well, this idea for citrus came from you. I understand you're just really happy to use citrus these days. What's going on?
Well, several things. I am spending a little bit of time this winter in LA because my daughter lives here, and I am lucky enough to be surrounded by an incredible array of citrus, some of which I've never even heard of, and I am pretty much obsessed with it at this point.
What is it about citrus? I have found, I'll say this. One of my biggest discoveries in cooking is using citrus at the end of like a soup or stew. If I think it's about some of the boringest foods I've made and some of the best, I put a lentil soup in each category. One of them had lemon. One of them didn't. What is it about citrus in savory cooking that just makes things pop so well?
That's such a great example because, excuse me. My throat. Sorry.
That's okay. It happens.
It's like I just bit into a lemon. citrus has the ability to awaken other flavors, and adding it to savory foods at the end, in that example you just gave, a lentil soup, a seafood stew, virtually anything, it brightens all the flavors that are already in there, and it brings a brightness that you might not have. So a soup like lentil, which can be dark and heavy, and maybe it feels comforting and it's filling, but it can feel dull. A little bit of grated lemon zest or lemon juice just brightens the whole thing up. And it has that ability in sweet and savory.
Now, it's great. We're not in LA. We don't have citrus trees growing in our backyard right now or anytime. But we could pick up oranges and lemons and limes and grapefruit pretty much all year round in stores. Something I'm seeing pop up more lately the last few years, blood oranges and Caracara oranges, not like in a specialty grocery. Are those things you've used? Are those things you I love them. Do you think people should seek them out to use in cooking?
Definitely. No, I mean, I live in Maine, so I live in a climate much closer to yours. And I understand that, you know, when you don't live in Southern California, you're dependent on your grocery store. Caracara have become increasingly popular. They look like a regular old navel orange, but when you cut them open, they have this beautiful pinkish, almost red orange flesh. And they're sometimes called the red navel, and they're sweet and tangy. And best of all, they have low acidity and no seeds. So it's almost like a cross between a grapefruit and an orange. And then you mentioned
blood oranges.
Blood oranges, love them. They are dramatically colored. They look like blood red, little bit of orange flesh. They have a ton of vitamin C and fiber. They're great for juicing. I've been just drinking that like for breakfast, but they're also great in salads, and you can bake with it. Now, you have to be aware that when you use blood orange juice rather than plain old orange juice, it's going to affect the color. And so you want to be really conscious of not, you know, making a stew or something look even darker by adding the blood orange. But I've been experimenting a lot with salads where I'll take watercress or arugula or any whatever the freshest looking lettuce leaf that you can get your hands on at this time of year. And then I will just very thinly slice as many different varieties of citrus as I can get. So maybe a tangerine, a navel orange, a caracara, a blood orange, maybe even a Meyer lemon. And then I will sprinkle the whole citrus salad with crumbled feta cheese and crushed up pistachios. And that's almost like taking a trip to LA.
Talking to Kathy Gunst on this week's edition of Food Friday, resident chef for NPR's Here and Now. We are cooking with citrus. You can find some recipes that Kathy shared with us at WPR.org/Food Friday, including something a lot like she was just talking about, the California citrus salad with dates, feta, and pistachios with a citrus vinaigrette. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Does citrus fruit enter into your cooking and or baking? How do you use it? What do you like it in? Or what questions do you have about cooking with the wonderful world of citrus? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Kathy, I mentioned that that California citrus salad. You're giving us some of the parts of it there. Now, that one you've got with the radicchio or other bitter greens like arugula you mentioned just a few moments ago. How do the citrus flavors play with those kind of bitter greens, which are honestly sometimes too bitter for Rob?
That's a great question, because the reason I paired them together is that radicchio or arugula can be really bitter for some people. So imagine layering it with these sweet, juicy citrus slices. Somehow the combination of the really the pow of flavor of an orange and a tangerine and a caracara on top of the bitter greens, they all balance each other out beautifully. And then the pistachios add great crunch, a little bit of salt, the feta cheese adds creaminess, and then you can add dates if you can find them. They're dried, they're often next to dried figs in grocery stores. And then a citrus vinaigrette is something worth talking about for a minute, because most vinaigrette are just mustard, salt, pepper, and then olive oil and some sort of vinegar or lemon juice. So what I do is when I cut the oranges and the grapefruit and whatever I'm using for this salad, I'll keep the peel. I'll do mustard, salt, pepper, and then I add any juice that's left from the orange peels. Often little bits of the flesh will be clinging to them. I'll squeeze that into the vinaigrette. Then I add just straight lemon juice or Meyer lemons. I am super fan of Meyer lemons, which are very smooth skin lemon, like a cross between an orange and a lemon. They're so delicious, you could almost just bite into one, if you can believe it. And then I add olive oil. So the citrus comes up with the lemon and also any orange from the oranges that you've cut. And this is a vinaigrette that would go well with any salad for the winter.
Now, how about the zest from our oranges and lemons and limes? Where do you like to use that? Where you just grate a little bit of the peel off there?
Yeah, so let's just be clear that whenever you're using citrus, even if it says organic, if you want to zest it, you should always wash it really well and then thoroughly dry it. It's really hard to get the zest off if it's wet. And then I use a microplane or the little knobby bits of a box cheese grater. And you want to grate the zest, which is the orange part on the orange or the lemon part of the yellow part on the lemon or the green part on the lime. But you don't want to go too deep, because then you get into the pith, P-I-T-H, which is quite bitter. And it's that white part that's just beneath the colored zest. So when you're zesting, don't sort of get into a chat with someone and forget what you're doing. Because you'll get, I've done that, and I'm like, why is this so bitter? And then I look at the poor, pathetic lemon, and I'm like, oh, I massacred it. So yeah, I like to use zest. I will sprinkle it into soups. I will sprinkle it onto salads. I'll sprinkle it into drinks or cocktails. It's got the oils from the citrus, so it's really flavorful and lively. And it's normally a part of the fruit that you throw away. So citrus is fairly reasonably priced, but this is a way where you won't waste any of it.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Kathy Gunst, cookbook author, writer, resident chef for NPR's Here and Now. She's joining us for Food Friday to talk about cooking with citrus. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like to brighten up your winter cooking with one form of citrus or another? Or is there a favorite summertime salad you like to make with it? Do you use the zest in something? Do you have questions for our guest about what to do with our citrus fruits in our cooking? Call in now at 800-642-1234 to join the Food Friday conversation. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Kathy Gunst, a cookbook author, writer, and resident chef for NPR's Here and Now. She's with us on Food Friday with lots of great advice on using citrus fruits in our cooking. I love to do this. It's winter time. I think that citrus flavor is you kind of cheat a little bit and get a little taste of summer. How about you? Nobody else likes to do this out there, I guess. If you do, you could call it at 800-642-1234. Let us know where citrus shows up in your cooking and or baking. Do you have a favorite or do you have a question? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Kathy, you mentioned zest as a way to get even more value out of our citrus. And one of your recipes you shared with us, we get even more candied citrus peels. How do we do it?
That's really cool. Talk about no waste. They're very expensive when you buy them in sort of specialty food shops. It's not that hard. What you do is you take a wide mouth peeler and you peel, again, you've washed the citrus, you've dried it. And then you peel it off or use a small sharp knife to cut the peel. You cut it into long, thick, sort of quarter inch strips, and you put it in a saucepan with cold water, bring it to a boil. And you do this twice. And what you're doing is softening the peel. So are you with me? You just Sure. cut the peel off, boiling water, drain it, put it in more water, boiling water, drain it again. Then you take the drained peels and you add half a cup of sugar and about a quarter cup of fresh citrus juice. Now you could use orange if you're using oranges, but you could also use tangerine or grapefruit. You could mix it up. And then you let it simmer for 20 minutes. So it's basically in a sugar syrup. Also a half a cup of cold water, sorry. So half a cup of sugar, half a cup of water, quarter cup of fresh citrus juice. Let it simmer away in there for about 20 minutes. It's gonna get thick and gooey and soft. And then you're going to take the peels out. You're going to strain the syrup and keep it because it is fabulous in cocktails, mocktails, mixed with seltzer water, added to vinaigrettes. And then you're going to let these peels that have been sugared, they're going to dry. And then you place a sheet of parchment paper on your work surface. You put all the peels out there to dry. And then you're going to toss them with some extra sugar and let them dry. And they will keep for months. And they are so good as a snack, served with tea, to decorate cakes and cookies. Very beautiful. And you can do it with any type of citrus.
We've got that recipe from Kathy at WPR.org/Food Friday. Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Doug is with us in Three Lakes. Doug, hi.
Good afternoon. Enjoying the conversation. My question is, can zest and juice be stored for later use?
Oh, interesting. So if I want to zest the whole thing and keep some for later, Kathy.
Yeah, it's a good question. I would juice it and I would then put the zest into the juice and freeze it and put it in a well-sealed container. And I would say to freeze it for no more than 3 months. But by adding it to the juice, the zest won't dry out or get ice crystals. It'll be protected by the moisture of the citrus juice. But great question. And absolutely, you can also just keep it in the fridge for about a week or so. The only problem with that is if you want to use the zest separately from the juice, you can wrap it tightly in parchment paper, or I don't like to use plastic, but some type of good wrap, and keep it in the fridge for several days. But the oils in the citrus are sort of lively while the fruit is whole. And the minute you zest them, it starts to dry out. So you want to use it fairly quickly.
Doug, thanks a lot for calling in. Hope that helps. I want to check out one more recipe you shared with us again at WPR.org/Food Friday. Now, this is our meal recipe for the afternoon. A roast salmon with tangerines and fennel with an orange butter sauce. Can you talk about the tangerines and orange here and the role in this salmon?
Yeah, this is, you take a fillet of salmon. You could do this really with any type of fish, and you are going to roast it. A fennel bulb is something that I love. You thinly slice it, throw it around the salmon, a little olive oil and chives. You put it into the oven, and then you're going to surround it with tangerine slices. And the orange butter sauce is simply a matter of melting some butter, again, some orange zest, orange juice, and really satisfying winter eating.
That sounds fantastic. Again, we have that at WPR.org/Food Friday. Do you do a lot with citrus in baking? I know I've made, you know, lemon bars and things like that. What are some of our good uses of citrus there?
Well, I do have a recipe for lemon bars that comes from a wonderful baker named Valerie Lomas. This is from my new book called Rage Baking. And what I love about these lemon bars is that it's almost like you make a homemade lemon curd, but you don't have to spend all this time at the stove whipping and beating all these ingredients to make it. You make a really simple crust with flour, confectioner's sugar, and some butter and salt. And then the lemon filling, which is just eggs, sugar, lots of fresh lemon juice, some flour and baking powder. You whisk all that together, you throw it into the crust, and it tastes like homemade lemon curd. These lemon bars are such a hit.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Molly is with us in Milwaukee. Molly, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to ask about?
Well, I wanted to ask about citrus fruit as a trigger for GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disorder. Several members of my family have that, and we have been told to avoid citrus. And I love citrus, and I'd love the guests' ideas on how to include citrus in a GERD diet.
Well, Molly, I'll say I have the reflux. Happily, citrus doesn't seem to trigger me. But you mentioned earlier, Kathy, one of the kinds of citrus was a lower acid, and I can't remember which one it was.
I did. I also suffer from it. So I'm actually not sitting here going, oh my God, I can't answer this woman's question. The blood oranges are very low in acid. You want to look for low acid fruit. Caraqueras are slightly less acidic than a regular old navel orange. I have trouble with grapefruit. I would say to use it sparingly and make it a special occasion when you do it, but I completely understand it's a tough thing to deal with and a tough diet. And sometimes people just can't tolerate citrus, but often in grocery stores, they will label low acid citrus. And those are the ones you want to look for.
Awesome. Thanks, Molly, for calling in, talking to Kathy Gunst on this edition of Food Friday, Cooking with Citrus. We'll bring on James now in Waukesha. James, hi. Are you there, James? I'm not hearing James. I guess we lost him along the way somewhere there. He says he always has a picture of ice cold water and just has lemons and limes. And I love a good lemon or lime water, Kathy. Any other thoughts for, you know, sometimes I want a cocktail. I don't want alcohol, though, and I'll make little concoctions with whatever citrus is lying around. Do you have anything you like to do along those lines?
Definitely. I mean, I don't drink that much, so I'm constantly experimenting. Meyer lemons are terrific, mixed with some seltzer, a little bit of blood orange in it. You can also make citrus ice cubes where you mix a little bit of water with a lot of fresh citrus juice and then pop those into drinks. You could use it with apple cider and make a warm drink. Of course, citrus is just full of vitamin C, so it's very helpful this time of year.
All right. Thanks for passing along that question. Scott is with us in Hayward now. Scott, hi.
Hi. I was going to mention chimichurri. We use that for dipping our backstrap, venison backstrap in. You cook it, you know, semi, medium rare, or whatever, and you just take a couple bunches of cilantro, a bunch of parsley, 4 or 5 cloves of garlic, some onion or something like that. Then the juice of like 6 limes, and olive oil, and you just blend it all and add a little salt. I also like to put a whole jalapeno in there, or two if you like it really spicy. And then you
Sounds fabulous.
You know, you cool it, let it sit, and you can use it for dipping venison in, which is really good.
Scott, thanks so much for sharing that with us. That, Kathy, that reminds me, lime and cilantro together for me is just a magical combination.
Oh, totally. One of my favorites. Lots of salsas made with lime juice, lime zest, lime. But chimichurri is such a great sauce and so adaptable. Sometimes I'll just do a winter parsley sauce where I'll throw a bunch of fresh parsley, which is always inexpensive and always available, with a lot of fresh lime juice, lime zest, a little olive oil. And you've got this perfect sauce for fish, chicken, meat, roasted vegetables. Again, that lime is going to wake all the other foods up in a really bright, just delicious way that defies February.
Scott, thanks for the call. And Kathy, we'll leave it there. Thanks. And I hope you can smuggle some citrus up here to Wisconsin.
I wish I could. And I just wanted to say, if anybody wants to know anything about classes I'm teaching or other recipes, my website is just Kathy Gunst, KathyGunst.com.
That's Kathy Gunst. We'll get a link to her website at WPR.org/Central Time. Kathy's a cookbook author, writer, and resident chef for NPR's Here and Now. Her most recent cookbook is called Rage Baking, The Transformative Power of Flour, Fury, and Women's Voices. She joined us today for Food Friday to talk about citrus and how citrus fruits can brighten up our winter cooking. Still time for you to share your favorites over at the Ideas Network Facebook page and find three of those recipes from Kathy at WPR.org/Food Friday, that California citrus salad, candied citrus peels, and a roast salmon with tangerines and fennel with an orange butter sauce. All sounds really good. Find it at WPR.org/Food Friday.